It's been a week of multiple disasters, both here in the Bay Area and nationwide. Earlier this week, shock and grief gripped the Wisconsin Indian Sikh community after a white supremacist gunman opened fire at a Sikh temple in the city of Oak Creek. Six worshippers were killed in what the FBI is calling an act of domestic terrorism. Last night, the Bay Area cities of Hayward, San Jose, and Fremont joined more than 100 other cities across the country to commemorate the temple killings. Organizers say the idea was for all the temples to shine their lights collectively in a show of strength. KALW's Kyung Jin Lee attended the Fremont gathering, where around 1,000 people came to support the victims and build community.
Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Bole Sonihal.
The candlelight vigil on the shores of Lake Elizabeth brought out all walks of the Sikh community: young professionals, monolingual immigrants, and multi-generational families. As daylight turned to dusk, parents hushed their children, and speakers expressed solidarity to the crowd of mourners.
And it's not enough to just never forget. You have to remember, yes, but you also have to reflect. And once you have reflected, you must also respond.
Pradev Singh is a 26-year-old software engineer. He says for him, the Wisconsin shooting was a smaller scale of 9/11, but...
Just because somebody came and shot down six of our people doesn't mean that we are angry at anybody, right? And we are Americans, we are proud to be who we are, and we are proud to be part of this country.
Since 9/11, Sikhs have become unwitting victims of hate crimes aimed at the Muslim community. More than 300 cases were documented within the first month of the attacks, and the recent violence reopened old wounds. But for UC Santa Cruz-bound student Japneet Kaur, it doesn't matter whether the intended targets were Sikhs or Muslims.
You know, we're not here to, as so many people have been doing, make a distinction between ourselves and Muslims, because they don't have a right to suffer just because they're Muslim.
The Sikh Coalition is a national civil rights group founded after 9/11. It estimates almost three-quarters of turban-wearing Sikh boys in the Bay Area have endured harassment because of their faith. Harjeet Singh is a board member of the Fremont Temple, which is called a gurdwara. He says when you're persecuted for your physical appearance, there are two ways to respond.
Either you give up your article of faith, or you feel more proud to wear them. Given the Sikh's background, right, we take pride in our turban and our open beard because this is our supplication to God, the way it has been made, the way it should be.
There were turbans of many colors together in Fremont last night. And beyond that, people of many faiths, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and Buddhist monks in saffron robes. They shared tenets of Sikhism, which is based on equality and believe salvation comes through the expression of love and service to those less fortunate. During the two-hour gathering to remember victims of recent attacks, there were no angry calls for retribution or justice. In Fremont, I'm Kyung Jin Lee for Cross Currents.
ਵਾਰ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਦਸਵੇਂ ਪ੍ਰਥਮ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਸਿਮਰ ਕੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਲਈ ਧਿਆਏ।